I get it. Thank you. Yeah.
So now you can really relax. All this nervousness is the nervousness of the hunter. It's nervous being, nerve-wracking being the hunter. Now you can relax. The prey can go about its business and let the hunter take care of what happens next. Right?
Yes. Yes.
Good. Good for you.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Be warned that natural side effects may include elongation of ears, teeth growing, and a desire for carrots. So, be warned.
I've always liked Bugs Bunny.
Well, hey, Dr. Bill.
Well, something's happened. I have been so great. I'm a radiant being. I'm just radiant. I'm just feeling, just, you know, people talk about the God within. I feel in contact.
You have to talk a little louder so they can all hear you.
I'm feeling it. I was feeling it.
Everybody hear him okay?
Mm-hmm.
About 3 or 4 days, a week ago, everything sort of fizzled. Then I began to get a tremendous emptiness. And then I was feeling I have nothing to give. And I look within, the God within, all the wonderful feelings I have, gone. And the most terrible emptiness. And things that turn me on, like these plants and flowers, I'm looking at them about 10 minutes ago, they are so beautiful. They just make me feel radiant. But I'm saying, they're beautiful, but not radiant. Doesn't mean a thing.
It's not enough.
Like something's died inside me. An emptiness, which is really very scary. Because I've had a wonderful ride. I mean, ever since I've been coming here, I've had a wonderful ride. Getting more and more radiant, more and more feeling that obviously I'm here to give. And I've gotten a lot in my early part of my life. Now, giving seems to be such an easy, wonderful thing to do. And so obvious. Then when it just disappears, it was a terrible shock. I'm feeling better sitting up here. I'm sitting here, I feel better.
So what's there now? You say it disappeared, and it's just an emptiness. What's in that emptiness?
The emptiness is something like, I did think of my mother, Jesus on the cross. Just before he died, he said, "Oh God, why have you deserted me?" He looked around, and there isn't any God. There isn't any sunset, there isn't any radiance, no voices, he's just dying. He must have had the same feeling. Yeah, he's gone, just gone. And I look around, okay, where is the tangible evidence of God? I mean, I've always known, if it's not in me, it's nowhere. And I can see it in people like you. I can see it in people like, well, he's sitting in the seat. I can see it. I can see two things with him. He could be a radiant being, just radiant. Or else he could be sort of a needy kind of guy. Sort of looking around for some help. I can see him going both ways. And I think, well, suppose that radiance.
He's been a psychologist for years.
Suppose that radiance disappeared. And then he suddenly is. Instead of saying, well, that's a sunset, that's a tree, that's a mountain. Instead of saying, God, look at that tree, look at that mountain. Oh, I, you know, getting the feelings. Everything, the feeling's just gone. As I said, sitting up here, I'm beginning to get a little bit better. I begin to get a little warm feeling sitting here. But for about the last 4 or 5 days, I've been having some very, very cold, empty, looking within and seeing nothing. Like, where did it all go?
So, can you be in that emptiness now?
Well, I don't feel the emptiness right now, but I think when I'm